So tell us about what like a typical session's like when you're doing detox. Is it like an all day, all night, real intense type of thing?
Man, Jesus Christ, where do I begin? I mean, you know, the mysterious thing that people always hear is about just how hard dude goes. And it's amazing to watch dude work, you know, being 22 years in the game. And this dude, most of the time, is always the last dude to leave the studio. I finally started to master being the last one to leave the studio with dude. But it's just hella concentration, man. You have men in one room working on a record. You got me in a room working on the record. The homeboy Sly in another room working on a record. Just a lot of different cats going hard in each studio, man, on writing records and Dre producing beats in the front main studio. So it's just like a sweatshop, man, for rhymes and for the beats and the concept. So it's a constant workforce, man. And, you know, we don't let up, and we're not supposed to let up because, you know, the whole thing is to give y'all the meanest shit and to go out with a bang for this to be his last, you know what I'm saying, album. So it's crazy, man. You don't get much sleep, and you shouldn't want to get no sleep when you got the opportunity of a lifetime like that.
Yeah, definitely. So do you say Hitman? He's coming back for this one?
Oh, man, Hitman been back, man. Mailman, I mean, you name it. There's a lot of surprises. I really can't, you know, I'm not at liberty to say too much, but I'll say what I can so I won't get beat up, you know what I'm saying? Because Dre is serious about that. You know, it's Area 51 with this shit to the utmost, but it's beautiful being able to, you know, see Hit, you know what I mean, and be able to work with Hitman, you know what I'm saying, and vibe with Hitman, and vibe with Mailman, and, you know what I mean, vibe with Focus, and vibe with Busta, and just, you know, catch you look up to and catch that's been doing it before you was doing it, and they're the same people that's making you do what you do, you know what I mean, so it's a lot of fun at the same time, and it's family. There ain't no hater shit, and that's the most beautiful thing about being able to work in those kind of environments. It's just about the music. It's just about still sharpening steel. So it's an experience, man. And what it does is it just upgrades what I'm doing with the Reformation. I'm glad it happened this way because I get to be a fly on the wall and see how this nigga's moving. And then this nigga be making beats like, eh. And that shit'll be crazy, and I snatch that shit. So it's perfect. So, you know, I'm putting the motherfucking Reformation on serious ass steroids right now. So it's a great thing because I'm allowed to see what he's doing for his album, and then double up, triple on mine. So these are solid efforts that are gonna be amazing. You know what I mean?
Nice. So do you think that by the time like Detox comes out and all that, you'll probably change up a lot of the tracks that were supposed to make it on the Reformation? Like,
man, that's always been going on. That's been another process, you know, why it's been taking so long, because he's like, dude, this shit gotta be so crazy, and I feel the same way. And his perfectionism, you know, his perfectionist attitude started to rub off on me. So now it's just to a sick, twisted Fight Club, you know, level of schizophrenia when it comes to the records, because it's, your best ain't good enough. And I felt that way before, but now even so much more, you know, being in here doing it like we doing it. So it's crazy, man. It's been always changing. You know, I cut like 2-3 records in a day, and I think they're crazy, but some just pulls at me like, you can go harder than that, and you want to go back in and recut some shit. Like, you know, dude is the kind of cat that a lot of cats don't understand this. He was doing the seminar the other day, and I was explaining to cats about the work ethic, and, you know, they were like, so how many songs you think you've cut? You know what I mean? I'm like, shit, over 500 records.
Wow.
And like, wow. I'm like, yeah, nigga. And counting. Imagine working on the same record, you know, fucking for a week, 2 weeks, and having to, you know, redo a hook or change words in the hook or do a pre-intro or just, you know, tighten this up, and just everything is down to a science, so everything has to be perfect. And then the mix is a whole other level. So dude gives me so much magic and so much insight to how to really put a record together. Most cats go in 2-3 takes, they're good with a record. And it can be great, it can be good, but with dude, it's like, nah, look at it this way, look at it that way. Okay, try this. Okay, that feels pretty good, but I don't know, we're going to sleep on it. And he'll call me the same fucking night, you know, 3-4 in the morning, leaving the studio and go, I don't know, let's try something different in the morning. And that kind of steady hand and skill makes you like a physician almost. So you're going to see growth that you didn't even know is growth. You know what I mean? Because you can't be in there with me, but believe me, what it's done to my mind and my approach and my ear for records, it's phenomenal.
That's crazy. So how close do you think the Detox is from actually being ready to go and released?
I can't really say anything, but this nigga's been going hard. And the craziest thing is, I'm used to seeing him do beats, but to see him cut vocals, it's fucking crazy, man. To walk in and see this nigga in the booth before you get there in the morning, and he already going hard, sitting on a chair, busting. He going hard. he's going hard like a new artist, man, and it's dope to see that after that many years, he still has that hunger and that discipline, you know what I mean? So it's crazy, but we already cut a lot of records, and he's still cutting records, and but you know with him, we'll probably do 115 records before he got what he wants for D-Tux. Straight up. I mean, that's that dude, though, and that's why he's the dude that he is.
Does Dre ever check out any of those crazy, like, detox discussions on, like, the internet forums and all that?
Man, he don't pay attention to none of that shit, man. That dude is so... This dude got his own headphones coming out. You think a dude that got his own headphones coming out got time to look on the internet? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Man, what did he say one day? He said, this is how far this nigga's on another planet. He said, one day I was having a conversation with whoever, such and such. Nigga said, Coinstar. I said, what the fuck is a Coinstar? He said, I ain't been in the market in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
He didn't know what a Coinstar was. That's how bossy he is.
Wow.
I said, nigga, I've known Coinstars for years. Nigga, I take all them pennies in there, nigga, and get gas money. That's the level that he's on, man. It's crazy to see it at that altitude. You know, I've become used to it because I'm a part of it, but you still have to take a step back and realize this dude himself is an institution, and this dude is really on another fucking planet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's another question from a fan. This is from Brewster from Barcelona, Spain.
What's up, Brewster? Pep ass, nigga.
What's the most valuable thing that you've learned from being around the good doctor so far?
Patience. Patience is the biggest one, but what I've learned from looking at him and being around him is how he's retained a beautiful spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like we're family. That's my big bro. You know what I mean? Dude has done the most of my life on so many levels I can't even talk about, but through all the bullshit he's been through, you name it, he's still a good motherfucker that will give you the shirt off his back. You know, he's got a billion shirts, but it's just the point that he will bend over backwards to make sure you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I've learned through all the bullshit, through all success, you can still remain you. You know what I'm saying? So patience and integrity, I've learned that from him. And he still has fun with it like a motherfucker, and he's still a big kid. And that's dope to me that no matter what the success level and how many records sold and how much money is at stake, he only cares about the music at the end of the day, and that's why he takes however the fuck long he wants, because he wants this shit to be right. So many more things. I'll be long-winded, but I learned that. And just having an ear, man, I've been watching the mix. I'm starting to learn how to mix. I got a crazy-ass ear now. I've been real spoiled, you know, with having the opportunity to be in there and just learn from them about how to put records together and just how everything works, man. It's crazy.
Cool.
Same with focus, man. I've learned so much being around focus. It's stupid. I'm spoiled, man. It's a blessing to be in the position I'm in.
Yeah, I bet. All right, so this one's from Chadrick. He wants to know, will your album, The Reformation, have more of a commercial appeal to it than your street albums, or will Dre allow you to have, like, the same style as you've been doing?
Dre allows you to be you, as long as the shit is hot, you know what I mean? And of course it's going to be commercial in the sense that it has to be sold, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying, but they have to make that transition. I used to talk like that when I was inside and didn't understand the business. Anything that's a video is a commercial for a product. Any album that's packaged and trying to put in stores is a product. So there has to be a commercial that's going to make people want to go and buy it. So in that aspect, yeah, it's going to be commercial. I want that motherfucker to sell like a motherfucker for people to receive it and get the nutrients that's in it. But as far as the music material is concerned, it's going to be me all day. I don't back down on that shit for nothing. I mean, that's why me and Dre's relationship is what it is, because if I don't like something or don't feel something, I'm going to say I don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he want to pimp slap me for it and say I'm hard-headed, but he respects me for it at the end of the day because I'm honest, and he knows I'm going to shoot from the hip.